Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let's talk about student debt. It's as American as milk that isn't milk. Millions of Americans are college graduates, which is great. College provides you job skills. It exposes you to new ideas. It gives you a friend named Chad who's like a brother. Even though he spilled bong water all inside your car. I love you, Chad, but you're a dick. But because America doesn't properly subsidize higher education like almost every other developed nation in the world, the number of Americans with student debt is higher now than ever before. And student debt is a lot like an STD. Yes, you can get it by accident in college, but then it follows you around for the rest of your life. And when I say the rest of your life, I mean it.
There is a ticking time bomb looming over the American economy. Nearly $2 trillion in student loans owed by 50 million borrowers. And this is not just a problem for younger Americans. Those over 50 years old have the fastest growing student loan debt burden of any age group.
40% of Americans 65 and older are in default, and Washington will collect by garnishing the Social Security of seniors in default. We met Serafina Galante on the campus of San Diego State. Galante had to pause making payments four times for various life problems. But the bigger issue, she got older. She can only work part-time. Her monthly payment, $176, is income-based and doesn't even cover the interest.
This is gonna follow you forever.
This will follow me to my grave.
Yeah, when you picture someone with student debt, you might think of the cost of girls, but you should be thinking of the cost of golden girls. Because 8 million borrowers over 50 hold nearly a quarter of all federal student debt. And the craziest thing is some of them are even having their Social Security checks garnished to pay it off. And by the way, when they say garnished, it means the money is taken out of the check, right? They're not putting a little parsley on the side of their checks to make it fancy. And this is a terrifying situation to be in. It's embarrassing. I mean, you heard that woman. Her loans might follow her to her grave. That is disgusting. When you're on your deathbed, you shouldn't be thinking about college loans. You know, you should be thinking of, like, a cool deathbed confession that'll mess with your family when you're gone. You know, just be like, your real father is... Keep everybody guessing. The point is, America needs solutions to the student debt crisis. And it could be canceling student loans. It could be guaranteeing free education. You know, it could even be punishing colleges if their graduates can't get the jobs that pay their loans. Yeah. I think that's actually an interesting idea. Colleges would be like, oh, come on in. You'll get a job. You'll get a job. And then what happens if you don't? If I was a college dean, I'd be a lot more concerned about my students getting jobs and graduating. If otherwise, I'd have to let them move in with me. Then people would be committed. Be like, damn it, Chad, you spilled bong water all over my fire. I love you, but you're a dick. Whatever the solution is, America cannot allow people to be so burdened by debt it follows them to the grave. Especially because it would make for a very awkward reading of the will.
Today, we'll be reading from the will of Stanley McCormick, who died at the age of 89 last month while having sex on a hot air balloon.
That's how he wanted to go.
Mr. McCormick has left instructions for the distribution of his estate. First, his life savings, all of which go to Brent.
I'm sorry, who?
Brent. He's the collection agent for your dad's student loans.
Sorry for your loss.
So Dad was paying student loans for 60 years?
He just had 50 more years to go. Poor bastard.
Let's move on to the material assets. The car has been left to Brent.
I thought I was getting the Tercel.
The residence located at 110 Pine Lane, Brent.
Score.
The family china set, smuggled out of Poland at the dawn of World War II.
Don't say Brent.
Brent.
Come on. I don't even like China.
Brent, can we please have that one? It's really special to our family.
Don't worry. This is going to bring the interest rate on his loan up to
7%. I'm sorry. It's going up to 7%?
Student loans are funny.
The antique watch, Brent. The pipe collection, Brent. The beloved banjo, Brent. Skee-ball tickets, Brent. And finally, his grandchildren's drawings, Brent.
How are those gonna pay down his loans?
I turn this shit into an NFT.
And that covers everything. He did not do well in life.
That's for sure.
I didn't even know he went to college.
He
did brag about
his
loans. So we get nothing.
Didn't you guys need granddad's stuff to pay off your student loans? Shut up.
Can I get a little help here? I got a heavy load.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.